Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kind. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh!
Who's that I see walking?
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound. This is WFMU. For another week. That was Ike Turner and the Kings of Rhythm with Track Down Twists. Albert and Charles did Weird. Wild Jimmy Spruill, Slow Dragon. Wilbert Harrison, the Florida Special, and we open up with Bo Diddley and Shank. Il Bruch is here. Hello, Il Bruch.
Hi.
How are you?
Withdraw the question now or I leave.
Well, it's our last show of February, 93.
Thank God.
Yeah, we have a lot of things to do today. There's a lot of commemorative type musical experiences we can all share together, such as Johnny Cash and Guys What Sound Like Him.
Uh-huh.
As yesterday, Johnny Cash turned a big 6-0. And we have it was also Fats Domino's birthday yesterday. He turned 64, and we're going to have the five wildest Fats Domino covers of all time, as well as a lot of... We're not going to do a whole Fats Domino set, but we're going to mix in a bunch of great Fats Domino that is not on that insufficient and
totally
badly compiled
useless
box set.
Yeah.
We have a little tribute for Brian Jones's birthday. We didn't do a whole set, but we have something special, and also for Frankie Lyman, as yesterday was the anniversary of his fatal overdose in his grandmother's bathroom. And let's see, we also have some Vomology and some tickets for the Liars to give away.
That's quite a show tonight.
And Knuckleheads in the News. And
it's just kind of hands across the airwaves out there.
You know, you hear these kids, especially in the elevator where my office, where I keep my computer, there's a rap label downstairs. And I hear these kids in the elevator talking about this music is dope and this music is stupid. Folks, if you want to hear music made by dopes that is truly stupid, you're tuned into the right place.
Kids
Pick
today.
It up. By request, Kip Tyler and the Flips.
Far away in Africa, they all come from near and far. Rock all night and never stop, dancing to the jungle hop. Trade the skins of 10 giraffe for one beat up phonograph. Now they dance and do the bop, rock all night to jungle hop. Sing, oh, 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 oh. Jungle stars above, all night long make jungle love. Have a ball and a blow the top, rock all night to jungle hop.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
A little mama, don't you know? You better stop and take it slow. The things that you do just ain't nice. I told you once and I told you twice. Slow down. Nothing but a big disgrace. Slow down.
rock with you, Betty Jean. Rock and roll. I'm gonna give up a stroll with a long, tall Sally. Even quit kissing Dinah out in the alley, Betty Jean. The chicken by the stroke. Come on, Betty Jean, I wanna rock and roll. I'm gonna give up my strolls with a long, tall Sally. Even quit kissing Dinah out in the alley, Betty Jean. The real king. Tonight at the hop we do the chicken papa stroll. Come on, Betty Jean, I wanna rock and roll. Come on, Betty Jean, I wanna rock and roll. Come on, Betty Jean, I wanna rock and roll.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Get back.
I got a double barrel shotgun with my mail painted red. Don't you know somebody's gonna lose their head? Don't like nobody living in my shack. Eating up my crews and picking rent. So let me tell you just one more thing.
Before the night's over, bullets gonna sing.
We gonna peep in the window to see what we can see. If it's not a good child, it better not be a he.
Unless a little man with a beard down to his belly. He was
shaking, shaking
like a bowl full of jelly.
Who's in the shack by the railroad track? Cooking beans and bacon fat. Who's in the kitchen without my permission?
If he don't slow down, I'm gonna put him out of commission. Now he's the only one I allow in my house because he's harmless as a little old woman.
Who's in the shack by the railroad track? Cooking beans and bacon bread. Who's cutting down tall green trees? Dandelions and mustard greens.
Get back.
Guess who? Guess who? Guess who? Guess who?
Well, I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
Table, rock on the chair, I'm gonna rock with my baby.
Come on, baby, let's just rock tonight. I see you've never met Fats Domino.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Happy birthday to the portly one there, Fats Domino.
Happy birthday, Antoine.
I'm in Korea, that one's called. And that didn't make the
Korea
box
and
set.
It's raining.
And I don't get it.
Go forth and figure. As you said, early influence on Albert Eiler, obviously.
Yeah, possibly. Counting backwards, we heard Jimmy Myers and Tex Reagan with Rock Pretty Baby. The Barons, Who's in the Shack? Skip and Flip did Betty Jean. Roy Brown did Slow Down, Little Eva. And we opened up with Kip Tyler and his Flips by request, Jungle Hop. Sandy Nelson on drums on that one. Bruce Johnson on piano. What a super group.
What
Steve Douglas on sax. Yeah.
Jeepers. And they all went out to the Fat Burger afterwards.
Anyway, I guess it is time for Knuckleheads in the News.
Oh, heart be still.
And,
We got
a sad one to report, and
first news.
Harvey Kurtzman died this week at age 68, one of the all-time greatest American cartoonists. He was one of the founders of Mad Magazine. He also, when remembering EC Comics, nobody seems to talk too much about the their war comics, which are actually my favorite ones.
Yeah, and Jack Davis did some really good work in those, too.
Yeah, he was the editor of Two-Fisted Tales and Frontline Combat, which were... based on his own Korean War experiences. He also ended up doing Little Annie Fanny for Playboy for you for a while, and he founded Humbug and Help and Trump and millions of other short-lived magazines. He taught
with
at
amazing cartoons in
SVA. He taught lots of books, children's books. He's an absolute genius and one of the most influential characters in all of our lives, whether you even know it or not.
Patrizibi, man.
Yeah.
It's funny that he died within 6 months of Bill Gaines, too.
Right, well...
It's like sort of like a, you know... owners and their pets or something, you know?
Yeah.
I guess Jack Davis is next.
Good, Nick. Well, unless you count him as the third, counting backwards from Wally Wood, but that was years ago.
No, that's true.
So it depends on how you're counting your threes, Bruce.
Depends on how many fingers you're using.
Yeah.
And what for.
Right. You got a new story there, Bruce?
Yeah, I do.
It blew up something in our city, but...
Yeah, is it bad taste to say you got bombed last night? In an incident reminiscent of The Godfather, sort of, the severed head of a dog with a note in its mouth was found outside the Rockland County home of a trash company executive, about to bid for a piece of the metropolitan area's hauling industry. Police were tight-lipped, pun intended, yesterday, and the contents of the note were not released. I think it said, woof.
Woof.
Feed me. This is an effort to brush BFI back from the plate, an industry source said. So there you go, folks. The Godfather on a budget.
Oh, boy. Poor Rusty. Whatever the part
he never
was.
Knew what hit him or what his last words were going to be.
Well, we do have a few announcements. The Liars and the Friggs and Sit and Spin, also known as Bruce's Girls Band, are over at CBGB's tonight.
Dubious claims to fame.
The Senders are at Brownies tomorrow night. We're going to have tickets for that Liars Friggs show a little later on. Say the Senders are at Brownies tomorrow night. Roscoe's gang is at Brownies Tuesday night. Our old pal Rick Little has a TV show, which is on Manhattan Cable, every Saturday night at 1:30. It's actually Sunday morning, 1:30 a.m., and every Tuesday night, 2:30 a.m.
I didn't know
actually
that.
Wednesday morning.
It's
called
TV show.
The Church of Shooting Yourself, and it's on Channel 34 on Manhattan Cable. Not only should he have his own TV show, he should shoot himself every week.
Mm-hmm.
In
church.
In the foot. And those are our announcements for right now, as far as I know.
Updates as they happen.
Right. Updates as they are phoned in.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, of course, was Johnny Cash's 60th birthday. I saw Johnny Cash right before his last Christmas, and he was absolutely fantastic. So we got to do this next Hillbilly Hangover theme set. Johnny Cash and Guys What Sound Like Him. Let's kick it off with our all-time number one Johnny Cash request item.
Hello.
Leave That Junk Alone. We won't even call him Johnny Trash today. Happy birthday.
Big fella.
Well, you come home feeling for the knob on the door. You better pick up your feet, you're gonna fall on the floor. I keep on telling you, I'll tell you some more. You better leave that junk alone and drink water. Lord, that liquor's hot, drink water. You don't want to be a sot. You better lay down the bottle and put on the top and drink cool H2O. Well, your eyes are baggy and a bloodshot red. It's been a week or two since you've been in bed. You better pay attention now to what I said. You better leave that junk alone and drink water. Lord, that liquor's hot, drink water. You don't want to be a slot. You better lay down the bottle and put on the top and drink cool H2O. Well, now I'll forgive you for your running around. If you just promise that you come unwound, I'll buy you anything you want in town. If you leave that junk alone and drink water. Lord, that liquor's hot, drink water. You don't want to be a sot. You better lay down the bottle and put on the top and drink cool H2O.
Thank you very much, friends. This is Johnny Cash. I'd like to do... This is my latest release I got out on Columbia Records. Hit me a lick, Luther!
Thank you very much.
Don't play no more than you have to. Slap it a couple of times, Marshall. This is... I see he didn't cut on this record. This is called Don't Take Your Clothes... Don't Take Your Guns to Town. A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust to...
You take my hand and smile at me, but I can tell you'd rather be alone or with somebody else you know. And when your eyes look into mine, that old time love light doesn't shine.
sorry that I never knew the way to show my love for you. I took too much for granted all the time. Two hearts in love must give and take. When one heart fails, the other breaks. Don't make me go, I want to show this love of mine. I love you, don't make me go. My heart would break, I'd miss you so. Trading love for sympathy is old to me. What's this lovesick heart to do? When it cries for only you, hold me close, I love you so, don't make me go. I love you, don't make me go. My heart would break, I'd miss you so. Trading love for sympathy is old to me. What's this lovesick heart to do when it cries for only you? Hold me close, I love you so. Don't make me go.
I'd like to send this out this morning to all my friends that requested it. I'm going to do a little number by Johnny Cash. I was a friend of old Johnny's. I was in the Navy with him. Here's one of my most requested songs. It goes something like this. I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling round the bend. I ain't seen that sunshine since I don't know when. Why, I'm stuck in Folsom's prison, and time keeps dragging on. And that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. Fine. Thank you very much. I always enjoy doing that for all you folks.
You let me smile once in a while. You change your style just like a child. Show your mind. The right to choose my brand of booze, that's all you'll ever give. The right to choose which way I lose. The right to die or live with the blues. With the blues. I feel so low. Hurt me so. You seem to know I'll never go. And though you treat me like you do, I'll always be a slave to you. Right to choose my brand of booze, that's all you'll ever give. Right to choose which way I lose. The right to die or live with the blues. With the blues.
Town, the looking round, but you could not be found. Might as well let you go. Maybe you should not your man feeling low. Always take, never give. Losing my will to live just cause I love you so. Baby, you sure got your man feeling low. Makes me mad, makes me sad, feeling low. I'm out the blue, I can't lose, feeling low. Why do I love you so? Baby, you sure got your man feeling low. There ain't no use hanging round while you paint up the town. Crazy me, learning slow. Baby, you sure got your man feeling low. I'm the king of all fools. Are you brave? All the rules. And let my heart take the blow. Baby, you sure got your man feeling low. Makes me mad. Why do I love you so? Baby, you sure got your man feeling low.
He's now one of the superstars. But when this was done on the hayride, he was just one of the guys. Johnny Cash singing Big River.
Now I talk to weeping willow how to cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up the clear blue sky. And the tears that cried to that woman, gonna flood you, Big River. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota. And it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern calls. Then I heard my dream was back downstream, cavorting in Davenport. And I followed you, Big River, when you called. Took me to St. Louis, later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff, raised a few eyebrows, and went home down one. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Oh, I've had enough of my blues down in the Gulf. She loves you, Big River, more than me.
And meanwhile, back in the state.
Happy birthday, Johnny Cash. That was Big River from the Louisiana Hayride around 1958, 59, something like that. I mean, that's a totally cool country guy. No fiddles, no steel guitar, wears black, never smiles.
Mm-hmm. It has
what
like
more can you ask
a
for?
A band of two guys that wear white and never smile.
Yeah. Ernie Chafin there, son artiste, doing a fairly credible Johnny Cash imitation on a really fabulous song, Feeling Low. Marvin Rainwater, My Brand of Blues. That's incredible, of course. Lester Roadhog Moran, Stumbling Through Folsom Prison Blues.
Less than incredible.
Sleepy LaBeef doing Don't Make Me Go. Bob Lumen doing his impersonation of Johnny Cash. Don't play too much, Luther. And we open up with Johnny Cash doing Leave That Junk Alone. It was today's Hillbilly Hangover. And I'm the Hound.
Good day, John.
I'm driving until 6 o'clock or they drag me out by my feet, whichever happens first. And we got plenty more wax to smack. We're coming up. We still got our vom set and our blues hangover and stack of records here, stack of records there. And the Vibe Report. What more could you want?
News? Precious little.
Anybody?
News? Yeah, you got some?
Yeah, I got one. Well, first up, did you see any of the CNN footage of, you know, there were those two 10-year-old kids who dragged off the, that's the good pile there, Bruce, dragged a little 5-year-old kid out of a mall and murdered him, and they were taking these 10-year-olds to prison in a van.
For a box or something?
I don't know, just for fun. Thrill killers.
Uh-huh.
But,
best kind.
The van that was taking these 10-year-olds to prison was, like, mobbed in Britain. That was pretty great. Mm-hmm. But this leads us into our next story about what sort of people provide us with rock bands like Depeche Mode. Horse Ripper suspect. Police investigating a series of sexual assaults on horses throughout southern England arrested an 18-year-old man yesterday. This teenager was questioned by a special police unit probing the attacks over the past 18 months and released on bail pending further inquiries. About 30 horses have been attacked by the so-called Horse Ripper
Wilbur.
The assailant slashed their hindquarters and genitals with knives and sexually assaulted them with blunt objects. That doesn't need the laugh track, I guess. It's just too pungent on its own.
The Winnie track.
Yeah, where's the Mr. Ed fight?
I don't know. The fighting thing.
Wilbur. And what else is on the news?
6-year-old boy whose friends dared him to lick an iron fire hydrant in 6-degree weather learned the hard way. It's thick. The boy had apparently seen the 1983 movie A Christmas Story, in which a youngster, a double dog, dared to stick his tongue to a frozen flagpole, the paramedic on the scene said. The kid, whose name wasn't released, but is bound to have some interesting nicknames by today, accepted a similar dare from his friends Wednesday morning. He couldn't really talk when we got there, but he was crying pretty good, the rescue worker said. Some bystanders had tried to pour water on his tongue, and that had just made it worse. Maybe they gave him a few kidney punches while they were at it.
Ooh. So did they ever get Junior off of the pole?
Or? I think they must have. It doesn't say what they used. Probably a spatula.
Oh, boy. Well, on that note, let's play some more records. This is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound. Don't forget, we got some Liars tickets to give away a little bit later.
Yes, indeed. So load up that speed dialer.
Yeah. What do we got queued up here? On the checker label, Alan Brooks.
Our Mr. Brooks.
Oh, I'm sorry. Miss Q.
Right, first time any, I hope.
You know what? I want to get that Alan Brooks record on there because that's such a great weird one that no one ever plays. Let's hear.
Including you.
Yeah. We got on the other turntable. We got this one. We got to play this one for those who were involved in the World Trade Center incident.
Atomic bomb. Well, a rock passed me. I climbed up a tree. Just then, some got hold of me in the tree. He shot on off, flat and fit. 6,000 miles away from here, it was a 50 milliton. It was a 50 milliton. It was a 50 milliton. A hydrogen, like a radiant atomic bomb. Deep lagoon, it was a 50 milliton. It was a 50 milliton. It was a 50 milliton. Hydrogen, electrorating atomic bomb. Well, I landed at the bottom of a deep dark crater, face to face with a space alligator. Now it's in the deep, I can hardly see. There's a mother finally floated and it swallowed me. It was a 50 milliton. It was a 50 milliton. It was a 50 milliton hydrogen, like a radiant atomic bomb.
coincidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Foolish woman, what you doing to me?
Yeah.
Foolish woman, what you doing to me? I've got my eyes on you. I don't like what I see.
Yeah.
Foolish woman, you're running around.
Yeah, yeah.
Foolish woman, you're running around. You're nothing but a no good gal. So I have to put you down.
Yeah.
I don't like the way you do.
Yeah, yeah.
You stay out night after night. Tell me what's the matter with you. Tell me why can't you treat me right. Foolish woman, what you doing to me?
Yeah, yeah.
Foolish woman, what you doing to me? I've got my eyes on you. I don't like what I see. Woman, you're running around.
Yeah.
Foolish woman, you're running around. You're nothing but a no good gal. So I have to put you down.
Yeah.
I don't like the way you do.
Yeah, yeah.
You stay out night after night. Tell me what's the matter with you. And tell me why can't you treat me right.
That's right, that's us, Personality Plus.
Star talent for the real All-Stars, meaning you, our listeners.
Well, I'm an elevator operator in a department store. Well, they whirl up to the boogie-woogie.
Great sounds, right here, all day. We play music with you in mind.
I see you've never met Fats Domino.
Everything.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
This is Al, and this is WFMU East Orange. Listener-sponsored radio.
How about it?
Emanating from down the block from Uppsala College. That listener sponsor part, that's going to be figuring prominently a couple of weeks from now.
Yeah, hold that thought.
That was Fats Domino. Happy birthday, Fats. Trust in me. Another one that they missed on the box set.
Mm-hmm.
Leon and James did LRE, the Rays elevator operator by request. Bozo Ratliff did Let Me In. Alan Brooks, Foolish Woman, and we opened up with Sonny Russell, 50 Megatons.
That one also goes out to Todd Abramson for bursting my bubble by explaining the lyric isn't three slices of atomic bread after all.
Well, Todd did promise that he can get Menster Phipps for us on the show. We talk about stars.
Upon stars upon stars?
Yeah, I believe sometime this spring when the Menster Phipps record comes out, we will have the Menstruator in here in person. They're coming out of the woodwork, boy.
Yeah.
I got a tape in the mail from the ledge.
Yep, how's he doing?
It's okay. He sent me a 35-year-old tape of weird outtakes that is even failed my low standards
really,
of broadcast material.
As opposed to the stuff that they kept and put out?
Yeah. And,
relaxation.
Hazel Atkins has a few records coming out. He's got a new 45 out soon called Boo Boo the Cat, and he's got a couple of live albums, one on Norton called Look at That Caveman Go, and then one on another label, which is evidently real wild and drunken, has caught in one of his legendary
mood
screw-ups. Yeah, one of his mood swings. And we got some unreleased hazards that we're going to be playing later in our Fats Domino cover version set.
As the Fats Domino orgy continues.
Yeah.
Fats 93.
Anyway.
Here on WFMU.
We got one more news story there, Bruce.
Do you want to do the Chuck Berry one? Do you want me to read more carnage?
More carnage. We'll get to Chuck Berry a little later.
Okay. A 30-ton boulder fell about 500 feet onto a mobile home, crushing a man to death and throwing his grandfather from the couch beside him. It's probably a piece of the World Trade Center. The victim's grandmother had just gotten up from the couch. Ooh. Jackie D. Johnson, 19, of Adams Branch near Elkhorn City, KY, Kentucky, died late Tuesday when the 10-foot square boulder fell from a cliff behind the house, crashed through the roof onto the sofa where he was sitting. Moore said,
Surprise!
The coroner said the grandparents, Virgil and Lucille Ramey, were lucky to be alive. They were sitting on the couch, Moore said. The lady got up to go to the door to let her little dog in.
That's
still intact, I hope.
You sure that wasn't just taken off the credit from The Simpsons?
I don't know. I don't know why these things always happen to mobile homes, you know?
Mm.
And then, you know, right after the boulder fell, the sinkhole happened, and well, never mind.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because they place mobile homes weirdly in weird spots that things like that happen.
Well, here's your mantra for the evening. When I saw the rock, the only thing I could see was the rock.
I heard that. Anyway, let's get on the blues hangover.
Yeah.
Kick it off and
prepare ye the way of the vibe.
The best way we possibly know how to kick off a blues hangover
with hobnailed boots.
A Jimmy Reed record, even better.
Yeah.
Take it, Mr. Reed.
She won't feed me right. Give her my money, everything I have. Get back home, I'm feeling bad. Gotta shoot her. Gotta shoot her. I gotta shoot her, baby. She won't feed me right. Shoot you, baby, because you want.
Well, all right, but why can't you just get physical like a human?
The portion of the Big Bill Collins Show has been brought to you by City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. City Barbecue specializes in barbecue ribs, rib tips, hot Lincolns, and also shrimps. That's at City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. For the best in barbecue, where will you get it? In the snap of one place. That's City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. When you drive up in there, tell Big Bad Henry that you heard it on the Big Bill Collins Show.
The slap that from her finger make a dog wag his tail. The whisper from her voice make a train jump the rail. You can take her to the racetrack and show her face. A horse ain't winning, yells coming. First place, you know she's in for something. Well, yeah, she's in the something. She's in the something. You should be in the something too. You lied at her about a week ago. But now she girl got lots of dough. Oh yeah, boy, she got nothing but money. And all you got to do is to call her honey. You know she's into something. Oh yeah,
she's into something. You know she's into something. You should be into something too.
You gotta listen to the sound of the hound.
Is my name, and f***ing up motherfuckers is my game. Breathing down your neck.
Meanwhile, back in his days.
J.B. Lenoir there, closing up our blues hangover. Mama, talk to your daughter. That's my favorite blues guitar solo of all time.
Yeah, it's pretty
incredible.
Amazing.
So now we're out to Miss Sally's mom. Miss Sally's reacting to the this brutal winter by drinking herself into a stupor whenever possible.
Oh, gee, not like me.
No, we're not like our friend Keith.
No.
Dunlap. Counting backwards, Sonny Boy Williamson, Alice May Blues. What number Sonny Boy was that, Bruce? What's number one? John Lee Williamson. Muddy Waters.
That would be number one, John Lee Williamson, I believe.
Exactly. Yeah. Muddy Waters before that. She's into something. Memphis Minnie talking about
11.
You. And we opened it up. Jimmy Reed, Shoot My Baby. And, oh, boy. Well, we'll go through the announcements one more time.
Why not?
Tonight, The Liars, The Frigs, Sit and Spin, and a couple other bands over at the Unfuck, CBGB.
Bodeco, as somebody said to me last night.
Descenders are at Brownies tomorrow night. Roscoe's Gang is at Brownies on Tuesday. That's all we know about, I think.
I can't believe that that's it.
I'm sure
how
there's more, but
Schwartz hasn't
remember.
Called up saying that there's somebody he saw at Tramps is playing again tonight that was actually really good.
Maybe because there wasn't anybody.
Might
I don't even know who's at
it.
Tramps tonight.
Hard to get excited about something.
But he did call. He did give us. He did send us all the dates of the commemorative things this week, and we do thank you,
cool.
Reporter Andy Schwartz for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We got like a few minutes. Let's just get on with our Fats Domino birthday tribute. How about Second Line Jump? That's one they missed on the box set.
Okay.
I see you've never met Fats Domino.
Yeah.
be wild back in the jungle.
Pound here, WFMU, Fats Domino there. Hey, Fat Man, and before that, Fats Domino, second line jump.
Fatsimum Domino Overdrive,
yeah,
folks.
It's our Fats birthday.
Fats in 93.
That's,
how old is he, man?
64, I think.
I bet he's hungry right now.
Well, let's see. I tell you exactly how old he is. He is 64.
Went to his house when I was in New Orleans in May.
Yeah? Would they feed you?
It's really cool looking. No, you wouldn't come to the door because of the guy we were over there with.
Let's see, the cops? Let's see what our Vibe Meister wants.
Worse.
Hello. Roscoe, you there?
Hola, senores.
Right on time.
Hey, hey.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
I'm good. Okay.
I've been digging the show. That J.B. Lenoir solo is one of my all-time faves.
It's a good one, right?
Yeah.
It does sound like he took off his sneakers first, you know?
Yeah. He found it a lick and stuck with it.
Yeah, he played it into the ground.
Hey, so I'm over at Brian's.
Oh, yeah?
Actually listening to the Hound Show.
Lord have mercy.
Digging it. How was your gig last night, Brooch?
Not much to say, really.
Uh-huh. So how was your Chuck Berry experience?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. As it turns out, but unbeknownst to me, the people that work backstage at the Ritz are all incredibly cool. And treated us like, you know, almost like a real band and stuff. I mean, it was pretty great. And they probably just never heard you.
Hmm.
No, they were strangely appreciative when it was all over. You know, they said those kind of things that weren't like, you know, oh, that was interesting. I mean, it was like, you know, they sort of listened. They sort of gave a poop.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was great. We played real good, too.
Did you meet the man?
Miriam had a photo taken with the man, although hopefully not in a compromising position. I'd never got anywhere near him, but I was kind of, you know, I was busy trying to finish as much of the beer rider as possible before riding out for the next gig.
I hear you.
That was the fun riddles that we had to, like, we got off stage, packed everything up, loaded it in the van, and split for New Brunswick, like, right away, like, during Lou Diamond Phillips' first song.
Yeah, well, I knew that's the perfect place to do it, because they do have, it's really easy to get out of there quick.
Especially when the guy's first song was... Yeah, exactly. I got to test fire his amps, though. Yeah, but he's got to be the only guy in the world. Well, actually, I looked at the little stage diagram. Him and Bo Diddley both had the same thing. A pair of those big, boxy 70s dual Showmans.
Oh,
like, you know,
well,
that's a loud sound.
Well, those are
two huge cabinets.
Those are the Chuck amps.
Pardon me?
They're property of SIR.
Yeah, they're the Bo and Chuck amps.
Yeah, that no one else... You could rent them if you wanted to, but no one really does.
Uh-huh. Gee, I wonder why. Well, Chuck, for some reason, didn't feel like attending the sound check, so the boys at the Ritz said, hey, can you plug in over here? Yeah, sure. You don't have a stereo guitar, do you? No. So, that was that.
I bet it sounded pretty good.
Yeah, it was all right. So what's the vibe, man?
Just, you know, we're just playing around with the computer. I was talking to this friend of mine. He plays drums with Jerry Jeff Walker. They're playing tomorrow night. And he's like, he was down in D.C. recently. He's like, hey, we were down in D.C. Guess who we met? You know, I figured, like, maybe it was Nils, you know, because he goes to shows and everything. So,
mm-hmm.
Nils? No. Backstage at their gig.
Oh, Bruce's brother, Andrew.
No, Andrew didn't show up. But Bill Clinton and Hillary and all them showed up.
And did they yell for Quaaludes?
No, they put the...
We met on Quaaludes.
They put the rest of the line on the song Up Against the Wall, You Redneck Mother. There's a last line that they say in Wyoming that, you know, I think...
That you can't say on the radio.
Yeah, Bill and Al and Tipper and,
week on.
You know, they all joined in.
Me.
Well. I asked if they were drinking beer. He said they weren't. But they did the next morning on the Today Show. They... asked Al Gore why he looked so tired. He was like, well, I was at Jerry Jeff's gig.
I think they dropped acid is what it was.
Probably. They didn't need to drink.
No, not so much later. Mm-hmm.
So, that was some news. I don't know. I don't got too much news except for my gig on Tuesday.
Plug away.
Brownies.
You're going on at 9?
Real early, yeah, 9 o'clock. So it's sort of a post-digestive... loud lower intestine, low end thing.
A postprandial food mover, huh?
Hey, speaking of gigs, we should also tell them Miss Sally's at Brownies every Monday night.
There you go.
So you can just stay over till Tuesday.
Wally's Midtown every Wednesday night.
Yeah, you could come in there Monday, Tuesday.
Lock yourself in the bathroom and you can
do the booze cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Andy's, of course, doing double duty playing with the High Plains Drifters also.
The hardest working man in show business. 78 version.
Yeah, let's see. I don't know, I can't, not too much. What else is interesting going on tonight?
The Liars gig.
Do you know what time they're on?
Huh?
No, is anybody at CB's? It's impossible to tell, I assume.
Yeah, I tried to go see a friend of mine there last night.
I'd say, Jerry, what's going on tonight? What day is it today?
I don't know, Saturday.
Saturday,
what's going on here?
Simon's at the Nightingale.
Cool. Oh, yeah? I don't know. I don't even have a board for today. Maybe I do. Hold it. Let me see. Maybe I do know something else. The music of Frank Zappa at Avery Fisher Hall?
I think not. Check, please.
Tommy Ridgely, great New Orleans piano player at St. Anne's Church in Brooklyn at 157 Montague Street, downtown Brooklyn.
$12 out there, $15 to get back.
The blue cheese, maybe something. But people live in Brooklyn.
That's
an excuse. Live there.
The Blue Chieftains at the Rodeo Bar. James Cotton at Tramps. There's things to
look at that Carly Simon thing, man.
Carly Simon has an opera playing somewhere.
You can sort of bust back and forth between the Frank Zappa thing and the Carly Simon thing.
Really?
If you really want to live the dream.
A horse is a horse, of course, unless the horse is Carly Simon.
Sure, destruction.
Anyway, all right.
So what do you guys got up for the VOM set here?
Well, I'm going to tell the folks what we have up. We have, I thought we were going to give away some live tickets. It's tomorrow would have been Brian Jones's 50th birthday.
Had he lived.
He's a better swimmer.
Yeah.
And his nose is a little more on the ball.
I was going to do like my usual birthday thing and do like five in a row of old Stone stuff. But with those two old queens, Mick Brenda Jagger and Keith Stinky Richard, all over town. By the way, I like to mention that Keith's drummer changed snare drums after every song at the Beacon.
He'd soiled them.
Moron. Anyway, with those two, you'd have to be brain dead not to be completely sick of the Rolling Stones. So I dug out the one Stones record that Brian Jones sings lead on, and then I got Brian to beep it for me, the hardest working man in show business, Brian Redman. So Brian put it on the computer, beeped it so that we can play it on the air because it's a filthy, dirty record, and we had to beep about 500 times on it.
Really? And what does he say?
It's called, you'll hear it. It's called Andrew's Blues.
Uh-huh.
And here's the trivia question to give away those Liars tickets. Tell me who Andrew is. In fact, what's Andrew's? No, tell me Andrew's middle name. 678-7743.
Andrew's middle name. And it's not Russell, because that's my brother.
201-678-7743. And you will have two tickets.
It rhymes with a baseball player manager's nickname.
Okay, well, let's go into that right now, and because the calls are coming in already.
Okay,
Roscoe.
Aloha.
Nice vibing with you.
See ya.
Take it easy.
Stay to the vibe report.
How do we shut it off? Release line. Shut him off. And let's bring up Brian Jones, his only lead vocal.
Oh, Mr. Jones.
And,
5 minutes.
Tell me who Andrew is. 678-7743 and get two Liars tickets. This is going to be an easy one.
Face down in the pool together.
Really knows his way
the group. Now I know they're lying.
Go. Brian's only lead vocal. We have two winners, by the way, folks. The tickets are gone. That's
so much
Andrew
talent in one day.
Luge Oldman. What do you think? If I had had a junior, I'd call him Luge.
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 Luge Reed.
Yeah.
Luger.
Speaking of Luge Reed, Il Bruch had a request item. So, vomiting onwards.
Here's one that cuts your stereo blast and blow that mother out in the next room.
The Velvet Underground.
don't need an ear for music. I'm in ladies' underwear.
Hello, Josephine. I used to walk you home. I used to hold your hand. Used to use my umbrella every time it rained. The way you loved me then, it was a crying shame. Hello, Josephine. I used to walk you home. I used to hold your hand. Used to use my umbrella every time it rained. The way you loved me then was a crying shame. Hello, Josephine. How do you do?
I see you've never met Fats Domino.
This is a hit!
No, 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 no,
And meanwhile, back in his days.
This is the Hound, WFMU East Orange. The Liars there, nobody but me, the old Isley Brothers number, and they're going on at 12:30, according to Mr. T.
And you know, folks, it's true. Nobody else can do the ding-a-ling like they do.
Shing-a-ling.
Oh, is it shing-a-ling?
Yeah. But it's a nice thought, though.
The shoe fits. The Beetle Boot fits.
Counting backwards, the Ramones with Slug.
Yeah.
Flamin' Groovy's carrying on our Fats Domino birthday salute there with Hello, Josephine. Hill Brooch's request, The Velvet Underground, Guess I'm Falling in Love. And we opened up with The Stones, Brian Jones singing lead, and tomorrow would be his birthday had he lived.
Brian Redman on the beat.
Andrew's Blues. Thank you, Brian Redman, for beeping that so thoroughly. And Lug. That was our correct answer, and thanks to both of our wieners. And Hill Brooch, what'd you give up for Lent this year?
Nothing? Oh, it's that Lent thing again.
I thought you were a good Catholic boy.
I haven't been a good Catholic boy since about 1970.
And
but
you
the damage was already
and
done,
you,
ladies.
And Hound, what did you give up for Lent this year?
Oh, excuse me, sorry. You mentioned Catholic and off I go. Say, Hound?
Yes?
What,
I've given up all hope.
Oh, okay.
Especially in the field of radio.
Yeah, really? The field of entertainment.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go sit out in the cold for a while, folks.
Oh, we got in one more news story.
Well, do you want to do dueling genital mutilation stories?
Yeah,
would you prefer Dateline Russia or Dateline Australia?
I don't know if this is so much a comment on the state of the world as our news girl, Renica, and how she deals with February.
Uh-huh.
But it was on the top of the pile. You know, I was gleefully handed. These are okay. I'll draw first.
first lymph,
so to speak. Oh boy, a Perth. This is Perth, Australia. A Perth man cut up his ears, penis, and testicles in a fit of rage after arguing with a woman and has refused to have them reattached. Police said yesterday. The 32-year-old man severed the organs with a kitchen knife at a suburban home after an argument with a woman last Wednesday. Police said the man placed the organs in a freezer, drove himself 7 kilometers to a hospital. Hospital staff would not comment, but police spokesman said the man had rejected attempts to have the organs sewn back on.
So what was he doing at the hospital? Just going, trying to rub it in?
Maybe to have the bleeding stop.
Demanding iodine?
The spokesman said the police investigated but would not take action because no apparent breach of law was occurred.
In
Australia,
when unpronounceable Russia, when her young lover tried to end their relationship because of their 10-year age gap, the 35-year-old woman offered him one last romp as a goodbye gesture. Doesn't say what her name is. He lived through the experience. Doctors, however, were unable to reattach his penis and testicles that the girlfriend chopped off to remember him by. After finding nothing in the Russian law books that specifically addressed such a crime, police charged the woman with, quote, organ sabotage, end quote.
Organ sabotage?
Mm. Which brings us back to CBGB's tonight.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's right. The Liars are over at CBGB's with Bruce's girls band, Sin and Spin,
yes.
And the Frigs are playing.
Everybody's girls band, the Frigs.
Remember, my gal's tends bar at Brownies every Monday and at Wally's Midtown every Wednesday, and she needs your tips. And remember,
girlfriend update.
Roscoe's gang Tuesday at at Brownies.
It's Brownies.
And the Senders on Sundays at Brownies.
You got all that, folks?
Okay, here we go with our tribute, the final segment of our Fats Domino birthday tribute.
Fatsimum Domino Overdrive.
In no particular order, the five coolest Fats Domino covers of all times. So we're going to kick it off with the Four Lovers.
Ooh, wah, 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 w
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Thank you.
Hello, baby. This is Hassel Agnes, star of Norton Records. And you are tuned in to the Hound on WFMU 90.1 FM East on New Jersey. New Jersey. And you are listening to the Hound. The Hound, the Hound, the Hound, the Hound. Goodbye, baby.
Hello, Josephine. How do you do? Tell me out, Mike. Do you remember me, baby? Like I remember you. I used to walk you home. I used to hold your hand. You used to run in the weather. And we climb it rain. But now you say you don't remember me. Hello, Josephine. How do you do? Oh, yeah! Do you remember me, baby? Like I remember you. You can laugh at me. But how to do you? I was walking home. I used to hold your hand. You do remember me. Every time it rained. But now you say, the world is kind of true. Hello, Josephine. How do you do? Do you remember me, baby? Like I remember you. You can walk you home. How do you do?
Hello, Josephine. Do you remember me?
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hound here, this is WFMU starring Jeanette. Concludes our Fats Domino tribute. Hazel Atkins, hello, Josephine.
Not a measure too soon.
And watch out for Hazel's new 45, Boo Boo the Cat, and his live album, Look at That Caveman Go, sometime this spring, maybe?
When I saw The Rock, the only thing I could see was The Rock.
Yeah. Screaming Jay Hawkins, Please Don't Leave, the Johnny Burnett Trio, All By Myself, Little Richard, I'm In Love Again. That came out under the name of The Upsetters on the Little Star label. And
this sustains the name The Upsetters.
Yeah. The Four Lovers featuring Frankie Valli, Please Don't Leave. And there's my five favorite Fats Domino covers of all time. PSA time.
Well, making Fats look pretty together by comparison, huh?
The Hudson County Reproductive Rights Network is a volunteer organization on a broad agenda of social, political, and educational rights connected to women's health.
For you and you and you.
The group holds regular meetings on the second Tuesday of each month, and all are welcome. The meetings begin at 7:30 and take place at All Saints Church, 707 Washington Street in Hoboken. The group has established a hotline with information on activities, actions, and news pertaining to reproductive freedom. The hotline number is area code 201-217-2610. If you need any information or would like to volunteer, call the hotline number. Again, that's 217-2610, or write to the Hudson County Reproductive Rights Network at P.O. Box 3292, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030. That's P.O. Box 3292, Hoboken, NJ, 07030.
BYOB.
Well, we didn't do the Chuck Berry story, did we?
No, we didn't either.
Chuck Berry's back in the news.
About it during the bomb report.
Where he belongs. Rock and roll great Chuck Berry this week lost the Supreme Court bid to have some of his legal battle moved from the state court in Missouri to the Supreme Court. The justices, without comment, just shaking their heads, rejected arguments that Barry is under attack by a conspiracy to destroy him financially, quote, tantamount to an economic lynching of a uniquely American cultural icon. Barry, 66, who has been sued in Missouri state courts for allegedly making videotapes of women while they changed clothes and used the women's restroom at a Wenzel, Missouri restaurant he owns. He also faces prosecution in St. Charles County, where he lives about 3 miles south of Wentzville, for alleged child abuse and marijuana use. The child abuse charges stem from an allegation that Barry made films of nude youths under the age of 17. Barry's lawyers invoked a federal civil rights law in seeking to have the invasion of privacy lawsuits transferred from state to federal court. A federal judge and the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected the attempt. Barry alleged there was a pattern of racial hostility against him, but the appeals court ruled last June that, quote, the issues involved in the case can be decided in the state courts.
Probably. The thing in Spy Magazine was kind of interesting because beyond his truly bizarre and, to my mind, kind of disgusting and hateful hobbies, he was getting kind of railroaded by some people over there.
Yeah.
It's the trouble with being a documentarian, you know?
But we did...
the stuff kind of comes back at you, folks, so make sure you record over those tapes.
Yeah. Well, we got a little over 45 minutes left. Let's just rock right in, and we got a whole big pile of records laying around that we haven't even gotten to yet.
So dig in.
Yeah.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one that I can't find, the one where the guitar plays so fine, 'cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear. I looked high and low, everywhere I know, I can't find the one that my baby loves so. Oh, tell me, what am I gonna do? 'Cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear. It goes... through the records an hour or two, and I've about decided what I've got to do. I'm gonna get me a guitar and learn to play. I'll serenade my baby night and day, then I'll play the song that my baby likes to hear. I'll go. Here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one that I can't find, the one where the guitar plays so fine, 'cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear. It goes...
Station.
That's right. That's us. Personality Plus.
Isabella, stop chewing that gum. Stop smacking that wax.
Thank you.
your sin. Now the kids in school, the children gone in to break the rule. When the teacher tells them who they gone, they call the teacher mom. Stop smacking that whack. Can't you hear that phone ring? Well, that can't hear doggone thing. If I won't count that door, you'd be the first to know. Stop smacking that whack. You should be out in the country with a big old gray man. I'm a male.
Be scared. Nothing mysterious about this.
That's right. There's nothing mysterious involved. We're just reminding you of our town's anti-noise campaign. Let's make things as easy on the ears as we can.
Ah! Got a chance to let us do the things we wanna do. Don't hesitate, I can't wait. Love me.
Star talent for the real All-Stars, meaning you, our listeners.
It was early one morning, at 3:30. I told my little girl, why don't you come with me?
Because it won't take long.
Kid, call me names. So that's all right, baby. That's the way I like you, Dave.
tried to raise my side.
Sounds right here all day. We play music with you in mind.
Well, I asked my mama to bake me a jelly roll. Yeah, my mama bake me a jelly roll. She went to the kitchen, started a fixing, great big jelly roll.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
That tasteful little set. I'm the Hound, and I'm driving for another 35 minutes. That was Walter Brown, Jelly Roll Rock.
Better get in the back seat.
Yeah. The Native Boys, it won't take long.
Boy.
More can I say?
Once in a lifetime, a record comes along.
The Phantom, Love Me, by request. Henry Hayes and Georgette Hardin, Stop Smacking That Wax. And Tom Tall and the Tomcats, did Stacko Records. And I'm just going to go through their announcements one quick time.
So get a crayon.
And then we're going to go try to rock right through the end. The Liars are at CBGB's tonight along with the Frigs and Sit and Spin, and they go on at 12:30. The Senders are at Brownies tomorrow night. Roscoe's Gang and the High Plains Drifters are at Brownies Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't had anything, but phone in anything else, so I assume that's all, right?
There's nothing else happening.
Yeah. Okay, we got one queued up here on turntable number left. By the Medallions, it's called Blowing Through Yokohama.
Yes, I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
In the garbage can, not in my ears, honey. You slide this time here. You're greasy enough.
Hey, look, it's rain. It ain't a coming by. Hey, God.
turn, fate sticks out a foot to trip you.
Tastes like a cherry wine. Feels good, baby, with your lips of mine. When the tears roll down from your eyes, hey, baby, when you realize, hey, sugar, won't you understand? I wanna be your lover man. Feels good. Feels good. I say, baby, it sure feels good.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
I first started when rock and roll was at its peak, and many people were, you know, trying and trying to make the grade. So I figured, well, if I try, I just might make it. And when I got with a group, we tried,
You made it.
Yeah, we made it.
Prior to that, Frank, had you done any singing or played any instruments?
No, I play the drums really well.
I'm not a juvenile delinquent.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hell, dear. 25 years ago tomorrow would be the day that Frankie Lyman took that fatal last fix on his grandma's toilet up in Harlem and took leave of us. I just wonder what him and Morris Levy are saying to each other down there in hell tonight.
Jeepers.
Counting back, that
party
was
time.
So that was the teenagers with Frankie Lyman. I'm not a juvenile delinquent. Counting backwards, we heard Tommy Jim Beam in his four-fifths Bay Rum Rock.
Can't we change your name to the immortal Tommy Jim Beam in his four-fifths?
No, I'd like to change your name to Rock Hall of Famers Tommy Jim Beam in his four-fifths. The Crawford Brothers, It Feels Good, Jim Foley, Goodbye Train, The Five Chances, Nagasaki, The Four Minsted Wolf. We open up with the Medallions, Blowing Through Yokohama, Part 1.
The Anglers Hall of Famers, the Medallions.
Yeah. All right, let's... 15 minutes left. We got a request to get out of the way, and we're just going to rock right through it with the Rhythm Addicts.
See
this one out to Frankie Lyman and the gang at the Row. Never mind. Oh, we'll leave our friends out of this.
Bop and pop him, there rock, stand and throw him, there roll, make a noise that sounds like glow, then you're doing the go-go. Cha-cha-cha-da, cha-da, 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 hula-hoo-da, cha-da. Glow, glow, glow,
And meanwhile, back in the States...
I told you to relax here, didn't I? Who'd you expect to find here tonight? Father Divine, Daddy Grace, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, one of those big-time pimps. They ain't working nowhere, are they? Taking money off women, ain't they? Look in the book, that's pimping.
Well, you see, you're gonna leave me. I don't care if you go. Well, you see, you're gonna leave me. I don't care if you go. Well, you big fat mama, and you don't move me no more. Well, a big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. Ooh, big fat mama. Well, you big fat mama. Well, you big fat mama. And you don't move me no more. Well, I told you I love you. You laugh and call me a fool. Well, I told you I love you. You laugh and call me a fool. Well, I don't care, baby. You don't move me no more. Well, a big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. Ooh, big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. Are you to move me no more? Well, look at you, yeah. Woo! Well, you big fat mama. Woo, woo, big fat mama. Yeah, big fat mama. Woo, big fat mama. Will you be fat mama? Are you the movie no more? Well, a bigger than a bleeding. You can come back to me. Well, a bigger than a bleeding. You can come back to me. Well, I don't care, baby. I won't wanna be free. Well, a big fat mama. Woo, big fat mama. Yeah, big fat mama.
My first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
I'm gonna go back out on the coast, where the California girls are really the most. They walk that walk, they talk that talk, they twist like this. They shimmy, don't you hear me? Yes, they're out there having fun in the warm California sun. The girls are frisky in the old Frisco. A pretty little mister wherever you go. They walk that walk, they talk that talk. They twist like this. They shimmy, don't you hear me? Yes, they're out there having fun in the warm California sun.
this, if anyone here in the audience been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, I don't give a shit.
American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Sometimes I cry when I'm lonely. Sometimes I cry when I'm blue. Right now I'm crying 'cause I love you. I'm crying 'cause you don't.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
That's so sublime.
It is, too, especially with Chris T in the room.
Yeah. Hello, Chris T. New tattoo? Yeah. Surface crust?
Good work.
Oh, yeah.
And a whatever that is.
Gene Thomas did Sometime there.
Isn't that a marinara sauce stain?
Floyd Dixon, Dance the Thing. Joe Jones, California Sun, that goes out to Manitoba. Ronnie Moline did Fat Mama. The Rhythmatics, Oop Boop.
Those
and,
two musical
there's
words.
There's hope in Manitoba's sweetie Brenda feels better. She's been sick. Miss Sally's been sick. Everybody's been sick.
Yeah, Sue has the bronchitis.
Anyway, Wild Girls up next. The good Lord's will and the crick don't rise. We'll be back next week. WFMU, East Orange.
Aloha. Where are you going? Hold on, Mrs. Calabash. Mrs. Kennedy.
Big town, every night, Saturday night. Anything, anywhere, anytime, that's what I like. I hear the saxes screaming, the cats are swinging. Oh, big town. Stand me on the corner, let me watch the chicks walk by. Big town woman, got a gleam in her eye. Got the cute little fights to make her so nice. Oh, big town, left my baby, guess I let her down. Oh, love you, baby, but not like I love the big town. Love the bright lights of blinking, pretty girls are winking. Oh, big town. Every night, Saturday night. Anything, anywhere, anytime, what I like. I love the bright lights of blinking, pretty girls are winking. Oh, big town. Yeah, the big town. Oh, big town.
This is Lorne Greene reminding you that children sometimes swallow things like W, F, M, U, particularly when no one is watching.